Ocean Day, 27th November 2018, Tuesday. Today's blessing is, may you take benefit from remaining aware of your promises and be constantly worthy of receiving blessings. Whatever promises you make in your mind, words, or writing, keep them in your awareness and you will be able to take full benefit of those promises. Check how many times you made a promise and how much you fulfilled it. Let there be a balance of both the promises and their benefit, and you will continue to receive blessings from the Father, the bestower of blessings, just as you have elevated thoughts. Similarly, let your deeds also be elevated, and you will become an embodiment of success. So promises and benefits, vaida and faida. So whatever promise you make, whether it's in the mind, whether you speak it or you give in writing, you will be able to take full benefit of these promises. Just check how many times you have made a promise and how much you have fulfilled it. So Baba has told this new balance. Which balance? Promise and benefits. What promise somebody has made and what benefit he got. So Baba is saying, this balance, let there be balance of both the promises and their benefits, and you will continue to receive blessings from the Father. When there is this balance, you receive blessing. Just as you have elevated thoughts, similarly let your deeds also be elevated, and you will become an embodiment of success. So in Brahmin life, every Brahmin makes a lot of promises, and especially when people come to Madhuban, they flood their mind and lives with promises, but only few of the promises are fulfilled. So what are the reasons we are not able to keep up our promises? And actually, what is promise? There are different words for promise. Promise, oath, pledge, pratigya, shapath. So these are the different words. So promise, vaida and faida, benefits. Keep the balance of these two in your awareness, smriti. Then, when such a balance is there, the blessing would come in life. So Baba is saying, we make promises in mind, in speech and in writing, but only a few promises are kept. What should we do to keep up our promises? Whatever promise we make with our own mind and to Baba, how to keep up those promises? That's the question. So what one should do? Revise. Even before revision, most importantly, first making the promise and then even remembering that I have made this promise that I have to do this, I have to do that. To remember that promise is important. And then the revision of promise. And then see the benefit of that promise. And see what will happen if I don't keep that promise. Analyze that promise. Pros and cons of that promise. And one more thing, how practical that promise is. If somebody makes a promise that he will get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, okay. The moment he comes in contact with intense effort makers, suddenly an electric current runs down the spine and he makes the promise that he has to get up at 2 o'clock. So he even gets up, but the person doesn't get any rest during the daytime. But there are so many other things happening to him, to his body, that he cannot keep up this promise. And gradually, everything falls down. So promise has to be very much practical, very much plausible, visible, absolutely pragmatic approach to the promise. How much I am able to translate that promise into practice. Is it practical? Is it pragmatic? If it is not pragmatic, one should not do such promise. Because all such promises would lead to a downfall. So first, analyze the promise, study the promise, see the practicality of that promise, and then only make the promise. And once the promise is made, once the decision is taken, once the resolve is made, then pour your heart, your energy, your life, your soul into that promise to fulfill it, to materialize it. So what are the steps? Remembering the promise, revising the promise, then what else? Benefits of the promise. If I do this, what will happen? How blissful the life would become if I could just do this one thing. Just contemplate on greatest weakness which one is having. And if suppose I am able to get rid of this weakness, how things would become, how life would become. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has used one word, most easy. To explain this knowledge is most easy. But then if it is not in your destiny, in your fortune, nothing can be done. So, think of a weakness and the benefits that will accrue after you overcome that weakness. So promise should be as per that. Then what else? Think of the causes of breaking of promise. Why do I break promise? I have made this promise multiple times and I have broken it multiple times. Why? What are the triggers? What are the circumstances? What are the things that led to the breach of this promise? So even to think of those causes leading to breaking, violation of this promise. What else? How to make the promise firm? Firm resolve. Very firm. Remember the situation when we made promise. Remember that terrible situation. Remember that terrible stage of the mind I had because of which I made this promise. How I was suffering, how there was misery, how there was pain when I am not following this particular dharana. Now I have to inculcate that virtue, install that software in the inner software, in the mind. So remember the time, the situation when that promise was made. Actually, the stage of the mind when that promise is made is very important. In the path of bhakti in Mahabharata, the terrible oath, Bhishma Pratigya, is quite popular. This young man, his name was Vishwarat, and people would have forgotten this man if he had not taken this pledge. But because of that terrible oath, the deities renamed him. He was christened, baptized as Bhishma. Bhishma means the terrible. So his oath of celibacy, his oath of brahmacharya was so firm. But again, remember the situation when that oath was taken. He was the crown prince, heir apparent, about to be crowned as prince or as king. But his father Shantanu fell in love with one fish girl, Satyavati. And when Satyavati's father said that their son Satyavati and Shantanu's son should become heir apparent, he did not agree, because he already had a son, Vishwarat, and he had already promised the kingdom to him, and that's why he became despondent, and that's why he was in depression. And when that Vishwarat sees his father in despondency, he goes to that girl's father, and there he says that, "Don't worry, I am not going to marry." And in that situation where there is an extreme love for his father and he cannot see his father in despondency, he makes that terrible pledge that so long as I am alive, I will remain celibate. I will remain brahmachari. I will not beget children. And this is my unflinching, unflappable pledge, oath. And he fulfills that oath till the end. There are shown multiple situations which forced him even to break his oath, but he did not break his oath. So the situation, the time, the circumstances that lead to that oath are very important. If you just make a oath, "Baba, I will do this, I will do that," sure, that will fall down. That is to please Baba, to flatter him, but he is not to be flattered. He is the truth of truth. So an oath has to be deeply contemplated. An oath has to be taken in the stage of Trikaldarshi. An oath has to be very firm, resolute. So this is one of the best example of oath. Another example of history is this Rana Pratap, King Maharana Pratap. He is living in the jungles of Rajasthan, and he resolves that unless and until I get my kingdom, Chittor, back, I will not sleep on bed. I will not eat from platter. I will give up all the delicacies of delicious food. And he survives. He sleeps on the grass, and he eats from that leaf made plate, and he eats simple food, and that is his firm resolve. So that's an example. In 1906, after a lot of experiments, Mahatma Gandhi has written that, I took the pledge of celibacy in consultation with my wife. Till that time, though I was brahmachari or celibate, but still some other thing was happening. And in 1906, I made that pledge, and he writes that now it is 30 years and I enjoy such bliss of purity and such bliss of brahmacharya. So that's a pledge, an oath, a promise, a pratikya, a vaida. A pledge, an oath makes one matured. So there is a element of maturity. It induces an element of maturity. It protects one from a lot of ongoing temptations. So, but a firm resolve is necessary. So analyze the oath. See the benefits. see the practicality. Also, keep on revising it multiple times. Because if you don't revise the oath, definitely you will again commit the same mistake. The same thing again and again, again and again, again and again. An oath is not something to be made once. Oath made in storm are broken in calm. So they should be made taking into consideration all the different aspects. Then only the oath is going to reach the fulfillment. And if suppose the oath is made on day 1, check on day 7 how much I was able to follow. And if there are some loopholes, some bottlenecks, some deficiencies, some temptations, some triggers, some fillips that led to the violation of this oath, what are they, from where they came, how they came, and what else I should do, so that the same repetition of the thing will not happen. So, keep a balance of oath and benefits. Keep on thinking of the benefits, and more important than that, keep on thinking about the disadvantages, dangers, risks, complications of not following particular dharana. For example, we will take one oath of churning murli. Okay. Churning murli. One decides, one takes the oath that I have churned murli. The moment you take the oath to churn murli, that makes you focus. Now you cannot be careless. You have to read murli multiple times. When you resolve that I have to churn means I must know each and every line and each and every point, and I must understand it. Every ins and outs of it, ins and outs of it, every detail of it, then only I am able to churn. So when you make a resolve to churn murli, you have to revise this resolution. Otherwise, the next day you will forget. The next day you will simply read and let it go. Simply reading will not help. A deep churning is necessary. Trying to understand each and every meaning and connotation of what Baba says. So this is one of the promise. Churning murli. Other is Amrit Vela. How strong, how powerful it is. Is it mixed with sleep, slumber? How alert I am. How aware I am. And if that awareness is not there, then probably that Amrit Vela is not powerful. And Amrit Vela means there should not be a wink of sleep even. Not even closing of eyes once. If the eyes are getting closed again and again, it means there is a sleep hidden. And again, it has even not to do even with it. Suppose somebody has taken even less sleep. It has less to do even with that. It has more to do with the stage of the mind. If the mind is alert, if the mind is active, if the mind is in that stage of intoxication, no matter, even if somebody has taken less sleep, but still he will remain alert. So, that is a resolve. That's a promise. So any promise has to be critically analyzed. Any promise should be x-rayed properly. Any promise, why I am not able to fulfill it, see it. And as I said, rather than benefits, see what are the risks, what are the complications, what are the dangers, disadvantages if this promise is not in my life. And if this promise becomes practical part of my life, part and parcel of my life, how things will become. For example, this same point, churning. The moment one starts churning murli, automatically the stage will go up. Right now, even though everybody has murli in hand and everybody listens to this elevated knowledge and everybody listens to multiple classes here and there, and yet the stage is not going up. the stage, there is upheaval, there is a commotion, there is disturbance. Why? Because thoughts. They say that in one day, we have 30,000 to 60,000 thoughts. 30 to 60,000 thoughts one day. And out of this, 90% are thoughts of complaint. Out of that, 90% thoughts are complain, waste and negative. Now, doing Amrit Vela, okay, that was very strong. But then throughout the day what? Throughout the day, lot of Maya. Throughout the day, lot of disturbances. When such a thing is there, and churning is missing. Churning is not something to be done all, only alone and when nobody is there and when you have got time. Baba said, throughout the day also keep on churning. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point Baba said, even good children, they miss many points. Even good children. So how much attention is needed? It's not about how many times one reads the Murli. Somebody says, I read it 10 times. That's good. He's at least utilizing his time. But it should not be just a sincere effort, but it should be a smart effort. Smart means you can pick up things, you can analyze things, you can understand things. You know every ins and outs, every nook and corner of that point. And then it becomes practical. So taking any promise means first analyze it, first understand it, see the practicality of it, and then keep on revising it. And now there are three types, Baba said. One is the promise done in the mind. Second, you speak it. And third, a written promise. Which is most powerful? One is the written promise. Baba said there were people who wrote in blood, with their own blood, Baba will not leave you. And they took to their heels. And then there are people who promise in front of everyone that we will do this, I will do this. And they are invisible. Which is the most powerful of the three? Mind. What if all the three are done together? Mind also. Reveal also, make a public declaration also, and also give in writing. If all three are done, then you have to do. Suppose somebody says in front of everybody, I have given up this. For example, if somebody makes a promise, I have given up this gulab jamun, okay, in front of everyone, and the very same day gulab jamun is made, now he cannot enter. It's so difficult for him. Because what others will say is now the question of my honor. I can't do this. I will have to devise some ways to get it. That is different. But public, in front of public when promises are made, even that they are very strong. In Christianity that has got a lot of importance. They make public declaration. If you have committed a sin, confess it in front of everyone. So, promises, this is a new balance Baba is teaching us today. Balance of vaida and vaida. Promise and benefits. Find out what are the benefits. Write down 10 benefits of that promise. For example, churning murli, strong Amrit Vela, or evening yoga. Evening yoga. People are little lackadaisical in the evening yoga. They are very alert at Amrit Vela, but regarding evening yoga, sometimes they miss, sometimes they do, sometimes they do not. So this Numasham yoga, this is also important. Purity, promise of purity, promise of brahmacharya. This is one promise which has to be taken every day. Because many things come throughout the day, they try to break purity. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said at one point, it's body consciousness that leads to familiarity. And familiarity leads to multiple things. Baba has not mentioned those things. Many, many things. Familiarity leads to many, many things. So it's a body consciousness. So break that body consciousness. But people are stuck. People are glued to body. So it's difficult to break body consciousness. So how much yoga is needed? How much detachment from body is needed? How much deep churning of knowledge is needed? So churn this knowledge. So make this new promises. People make promises only on the new year. New year they make and the very next day they break. For Brahmins, every day is a new year. So make promise, new promises, and there should not be multiple promises. Make few promises but keep to them. And learn from those who are the very embodiment of that promise. If suppose somebody is finding it hard to get up at Amrit Vela, very hard, he has tried everything, everything, has not left any stone unturned. But in spite of all that, one doesn't get up for Amrit Vela. So now, what to do? Make a promise in Baba's room that I will get up. That is not enough. Because not getting up is in the subconscious mind. So that's why getting up should enter the subconscious mind. A promise should become the part of the subconscious mind. How to access, how to tap the subconscious arena. So that this thought should gradually enter. So there should be time. In today's Murli also Baba told, it takes time. Time. It will not happen suddenly, hands down. It will take time. It takes time. Everything takes time. Jungle is not made in one day. Jungle is not created in one day. It takes time to create a forest. So just as it takes time to create forest, in the similar manner, a single promise to get activated, to get materialized, to get translated into practice also takes time. So one should have a lot of patience. You cannot become, a child cannot become a young man in one day. He has to wait. He has to wait. There is no way out. Cloning? That suddenly you become an adult. It is not possible. It takes time. Everything takes time. The river which has, the Ganges which has started from the Gangotri will take time to reach the ocean. Not suddenly it will reach the ocean. So everything takes time. So have patience. So any promise, analyze, critically analyze, understand, see the benefits, see the disadvantage if not done. And if the promise is broken, why it is broken, what are the triggers, what are the fillips, what are the problems with that, why I am not able to do it. Multiple things are associated with it. So this is all about promise. So when there is a promise, faida and kaida. Keep this balance. When this balance is there, life becomes blessing. And in Sunday's Murli, Baba said, blessing acts as a lift. Blessing will act as a lift. And that will increase, that will catapult your stage to a higher platform. Om Shanti.